Order Send Back, I think it is.
In rural Appalachia, inside the Union Local School District, students sit in a dark room, their faces illuminated by the glow of computer screens. Joey Mihalovich, the computer science teacher, is teaching a student how to use PowerPoint.
Microsoft Office 2003 PowerPoint. So, and what year is it? 2013.
It's not just the software that's outdated. Jeff Bizzari, the district's technology coordinator, shows me some big box computers in the middle school.
These computers are approximately 10 years old. Actually, they're Windows XP with 256 megabytes of RAM. So they're not capable of doing much, and the internet's almost impossible now with these two machines.
Technologically, this district is unprepared for the new Common Core tests. Union Local has roughly 100 computers that can handle the new assessments and 1,000 kids they'll need to test.
We just don't have the hardware.
Kirk Glasgow is the superintendent. The average family income around here is less than $40,000. He says the district had to cut 17% out of its $12 million budget over the last few years. They haven't passed a levy since the 70s. They can't afford all new computers. Most of the computers they do have were donated.
I mean, I hate to even admit to this, but we've got some computers that are still operating on the Windows 95 operating system. It's terrible. Windows 95 will not operate with these tests.
Then there's the issue of a high-speed connection. The district just got a bandwidth upgrade courtesy of a state program called Connect Ohio. It more than doubled the school's internet speed. But Bizzari, the tech coordinator, says that's still not enough.
We also are concerned about our bandwidth as far as all the internet usage that's going to be involved with this. And there's no way of knowing for sure how much bandwidth we'll need. Of course, bandwidth means money. And we would like to have an idea what this is going to cost us.
Access to the internet is not just a problem at school.
I don't have a computer at my house.
We used to have internet.
We don't have a computer. Now I don't have, like, internet connection.
Those are Belmont County 8th graders Josh Taylor and Desiree Molson and 7th graders Corey Yaki and Debian Turner. State officials acknowledge students in rural, poor districts may not have as many opportunities to use computers.
But if you're going to try to tell me that students don't work on computers, they don't have cell phones, they don't have devices, I'm not going to really buy that.
That's John Charlton of the Ohio Department of Education. Students say Charlton's partially right. But a gaming device or an iPhone isn't enough to do homework or take tests. Two recent federal studies estimated that across America, 26 million people don't have access to high-speed internet. More than 70% of those are in rural areas. In the Appalachian region of Ohio, one-third of homes with children don't have broadband. That translates to 125,000 homes without high-speed internet. The state and federal governments are working to expand internet accessibility in rural areas, as are some private companies. But progress is relatively slow. Students who aren't used to working on computers will be at a disadvantage when the computer-based exams are rolled out in 2014. So says Amy Howley, the associate dean at Ohio University's School of Education.
They need a period of time for learning, and administration of a test is not enough time to learn the computer, even if they're a kid.
And we all know kids catch on faster than adults. Schools will have the option to administer paper and pencil tests in some circumstances. State officials encourage schools to do whatever it takes to acquire the technology they need. Computer fluency is the future, ODE's John Charlton says, for education and employment.
The guy that delivers the new washer and dryer from H.H. Gregg has a computer. I think the trash people actually have computers in their truck. Everybody is using computer-based, no matter what your profession, what level you're working at.
That's all well and good, but school officials say spending more on technology can be a hard sell. That's not surprising. A state study 2 years ago found that most people across the state just don't really see a need for broadband in their own home. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskovsky.